Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning and welcome to Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by myself, Meredith Masony.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need, so any advice we give you, you can take
or leave because it might be crap. On today's episode of Take It or Leave It, I did actually find a couple of things that we could chat about.
Love it.
That were in the news cycle that I found interesting.
Okay, let's hear it.
And
I mean, great. I'm ready.
Okay.
Love the news. Big fan.
Well, it's parenting stuff, so it's related to parenting stuff.
Cool,
that's what I'm saying.
Cool.
Not like newsy, but like parenting news stuff.
Cool. I cut my own bangs last week.
Oh,
don't look at them right now.
Okay.
Now's not the time.
No, it's not the time.
I was feeling self-conscious about my forehead, so I gave them a little trimmy trim, but when you blow dry them, they look like curtain bangs and they're cute.
Okay.
I'm not really sure because I haven't blow dried them yet, but I imagine that they're going to be cute.
Yeah. Sophia did that to herself last week as well. Maybe
it's
you guys did it on the same day.
Tis the eclipse.
Yeah. So are you all ready to go for Vegas?
When you say, am I all ready to go, do you mean like emotionally?
I mean in every way that you could possibly be ready to go.
Absolutely not. No.
In what ways are you ready?
Well, I know that I'm going to Vegas. So that's one way.
Okay, we'll start there. Are there any other ways in which you are ready to go to Vegas? Have you started to pack?
No. It's too soon.
Don't you leave tomorrow?
Yes.
Right. But today would be too soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've got some fancy dresses and I don't want them to get pre-wrinkled. So I'm going to wait.
I did see one of your fancy dresses.
I'm not wearing that one.
You're not wearing that one?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I look like a slut puppy.
It didn't show an inch of skin.
It's see-through. And it's too tight on my body.
I thought it looked great and your tits were on point.
They were. Do you know why? Because I was wearing a faja.
What's that?
It's a thing that, it's like a body shaper, like Spanx, basically. So it sucks in your stomach and pushes up your bosoms. And I had a regular bra on. So it made my jugs look huge.
They were beautiful.
I know. I looked really great. That's not indicative of real life.
It doesn't matter. You're going to this big fancy thing. Wear the Spanx. Do the, what's it called? A fundo? Firecrard? Food dang? Flip flop.
Bitch.
What was it called?
The fuck are you saying right now? The Farquad?
A fupa. No.
No. None of that.
What's it called?
A faja.
A faja. Oh, a faja, like a hoo-ha for your boobs.
You were so close. In so many ways. It just didn't hit.
Yeah, that was a Farquad. You just tell people I'm wearing Farquad tonight and they're going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, if they ask me on the red carpet, if they're like, who are you wearing? I'm going to be like, Goodwill.
No, say Lord Farquad.
No, I will not say that.
Please say something.
Okay, fine. I'll say Lord Farquad.
Okay. All right. I'm so excited
for
you.
I'll say it so seriously, too.
Yeah. And look into the camera with like very dead eyes. I'm wearing Lord Farquad.
You know what's so crazy is I had to lose weight to go, right? Because I'm going to be a host. So I wanted to be like really skinny.
Did you have to lose weight or did you?
Listen. Okay. So I told myself, all right, we're going to get in shape and we're going to look really good up on that stage. We're a couple of months out. We got this shit. Mm-hmm. And then something inside of me, I don't know where it comes from, was like, you know what? You're not the boss of me, bitch. Like, you can't tell me what to do. So then there was like this inner battle going on. And I would find myself binging in the darkness, like shamefully binging. And I'm like, nobody tells me what to do. I'm going to host and I'm going to be myself and I'm going to, you know, whatever. The minute I started restricting myself, I turned into a goblin.
Yeah.
Like a gremlin. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I would go to Culver's. I would get a butter burger with cheese, a side of cheese curds and a milkshake. And then 2 hours later, it would be time to feed the kids. So I would go to McDonald's and I would get a frappe and a side of French fries. Like, it was extreme. So now I'm the heaviest I've been in a really long time. And it's because I put so much pressure on myself. I caved under the pressure and now I can't zip my dress up. I literally can't zip my dress up, bitch. So I'm not like complaining because I did it to myself. I'm just saying our mind is such a weird place. And the reason we do the things that we do is so intriguing to me. Because if it was just a regular day, month, I would have just eaten like a normal person.
Yeah. But
because there was so much pressure, I was like, we have to do this. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Right.
Nobody tells me I have to be skinny and beautiful on stage. Because one person said that to me. Aren't you going to start working out? Because you got to be on stage.
And
that stuck with me. And I was like, no. You know what? No. I'm going to do the opposite. And then I'm going to talk about it every day, all day, about how miserable I am. Because that's all I think about. When I think about the awards, everybody's like, are you excited? I'm like, no, because all I can think about is how large I am. It's so stupid.
Have you spent any time in your therapy sessions talking about this? Because you do have, you know, a binge eating disorder.
Yes, I do.
So
and they put me on medication.
Okay.
Doesn't help.
Doesn't help. It doesn't help with what? Cravings? Or it doesn't help appetite suppression? Or what's
None
it supposed to do?
So it is the only FDA approved medicine to treat ADHD and binge eating disorder.
Oh.
And it, I mean, you can't just like magically take a pill and stop binge eating. You have to work at it. And if I'm not willing to work at it, then there's no, I can't expect this pill to suppress my appetite, but it doesn't. It doesn't suppress right. my appetite. And in my opinion, the medication itself doesn't help with the ADHD. It just makes me want to sleep.
Makes you tired?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we've been working on sorting it out. But it's all good, dude. Here's the thing. My weight has always fluctuated all my life.
Damn.
And it's going to be fine. It's just very new. I tried to zip my dress up yesterday, and it didn't zip. So I'm getting a spray tan today, and hopefully that will help my dress zip up.
There's no sound logic there, but I'm going to cross my fingers as well. Because I love you. And I also know 100% there without a single ounce of uncertainty that every person that is in the audience that meets you and that is there at this award show doesn't give two shits about what you're wearing or how much you weigh. They are going to be so fucking excited to see you and be in your orbit that you could wear a garbage can and they'd be like, can I get a pic? Is it cool? Can we do pictures? So I mean, obviously I'm an outsider looking in on this. And so I see it very differently. And I know what you do because I've known you for long enough to know, you know, some of the inner workings of what Tiffany Jenkins does. But, you know, if that dress doesn't fit, go out, get another fucking dress.
Amen.
Get one that fits. It's fine. And they are there because they are so pumped about these awards and what people have done. And the fact that this award show is all about putting good back into the world and kindness in the way of, you know, creatives and different people that are really trying to push towards equality and diversity and, you know, like we said, just being good, kind people,
mm-hmm.
you could wear a trash bag and everybody would be so pumped.
Thank you.
Everybody
dude.
Would be so pumped. So be comfortable and get something else. If it doesn't fit, return the one that doesn't fit or whatever and get a different dress.
Thank you.
And wear your Farquaad and be fine.
That advice actually really helped me. So thank you.
Yeah, you.
About me. And I have to remember that, though I'm hosting and the whole show is going to be centered around me and my beauty and my jokes, and the awards mean nothing because it is about me.
We took a turn.
You're right. Just kidding. No, I do. I need to humble myself and remember, like, bitch, there's so many people there of so many different shapes and sizes. Like, and I genuinely don't think I care. I just like being comfortable. And yeah. Wearing dresses makes me uncomfortable to begin with.
So may I ask a question, not to interrupt you? Did they give you a dress code?
Yeah, dress to impress. So I got a pelican suit.
But my point is, it's Tiffany's dress to impress. So does it have to be a dress? Can you wear called?
Yeah, pantsuit type situation.
Not a pantsuit, like a romper whatever you're comfortable in. I'm not saying that you present awards in yoga pants, but I'm saying you could present awards in a killer pair of pants, an amazing blazer, high heels, and, you know, something that shows off the titty tots.
Oh, yeah. So I actually am going to do that. On the red carpet, I have a glittery golden dress.
Mm.
And my boyfriend, who I'm hard launching on the red carpet, is going to be wearing a gold blazer.
Is that the real way to say it? Hard launching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is.
All right. It's way better than a soft launch.
Well, a soft launch is like hinting. Like you post a picture holding
but it
hands.
Sounds gross. So, oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
Soft.
Hard launch?
Hard launch sounds like we're going to fuck. Soft launch is like couldn't get it up.
You're right.
All right, back to you.
I'm wearing a pantsuit on stage.
Oh, okay. And so, but you're wearing the glittery gold on the runway with his matching glittery gold jacket.
Yeah, not a runway, but yeah. So,
red
and
carpet,
the reason...
Red carpet. Sorry, I get confused.
It's like one of the last things left on my bucket list is to walk a red carpet. So I'm going to wear a glittery ass Golden Globes dress.
I love that.
With no regrets.
Yeah.
And if I look like Miss Trunchbull in a dress, that's going to be fine because at least I can say I walked a red carpet in a gold glittery dress. So I'll cross that off my bucket list.
Yeah.
And I might not be as small as I would have hoped, but I also have really been enjoying food lately. I've been eating like a queen.
Wait a second. Yes.
I'm shifting my perspective. Just let
Good.
Me.
I love it. Except I do want to ask, because you know I'm the friend who's going to ask, did you have your follow-up with your doctors?
I did. Well, so not the rheumatologist, because they lost my results.
What do you mean they lost?
I don't know, dude. They took 20 vials of blood. And then the rheumatologist kept canceling my appointment because they couldn't find...
Like they just didn't arrive yet?
Like they took my blood. They did something with it. And then the doctors are like, where's the results? And they're like, what do you mean? But I guess they ended up finding them. So I have an appointment next week. But I did go to the gynecologist.
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about? My badge?
Anything that you, because you had so many back-to-back appointments and I haven't heard any information about them. So I didn't know if you wanted to share publicly.
Sure. I'm an open book, dude. For the most part. I don't have cancer in my vagina, which is such great news. I just found that out this morning.
Oh, yay.
Still don't have an answer for why my cervix is so pissed at me.
Did they give you options?
Not yet, because I read my results before a doctor talked to me.
Okay, so she might say to you, it's time to have a little
Yeah, take it out, bitch.
Cervical. I would. You don't need it.
Yeah, I'm
You're
taking it out.
You're not going to birth any more babies. You can remove it and have a little, I swear they call it a cuff. I think that's what the actual technical term is. They create a cuff.
Yeah, I still don't like it. And I don't know that we need to revisit this conversation. I have nightmares about your cuff, Meredith.
My cuff works great.
I just picture it like a skin sleeve, like a wizard sleeve of
skin. It is.
And I really, it upsets me.
Look, you're going to be part of the cuff sisterhood very soon.
Don't call it that.
Yeah.
Don't.
Sisterhood of the traveling cuffs.
Nope.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. So, yeah. So stay tuned for more vagina facts.
So they have your blood results, though, and that's good. So when is your follow-up rheumatology?
Next week.
Okay, good. Good. So we'll have answers soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
The only thing that I was going to allude to is you might want to enjoy the food now, because after the results, they may tell you you have to work on your diet simply because you have a history of fatty liver and other things that diet can help control. That's all I was going to say. I know you're looking at me like that because you want to kill me, but I'm just saying the food we put in.
I know, dude. Okay. I know. It's so bad. And looking at myself right now, dude, I can't.
Listen.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I mean, that's a whole other podcast, right?
Fuck off.
But I think that's all of us.
Dude, okay. So let's change gears.
Okay.
I got eyelash extensions.
How did that go?
It went great, except I sleep like a freaking lumberjack and they've fallen out of this side because my CPAP is just banging into them all night. Like I'm forgetting that I have them and they're just falling out.
But they're supposed to last, what, 6 weeks?
No, 2 to 3.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to, but I wanted to get them done for Vegas.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're falling out of this side and it's literally my fault because I feel it when I have my CPAP goes right here and then I lean on the side like this and it just, so I don't think I'm like meant for them
long term. You mean
long-term.
Like getting them refilled,
right?
Yeah, I've thought about doing that because I don't wear makeup most days.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, because that's why I did the eyebrows and the top eyeliner, and it does make me look like a completely different person, I think, than what I used to. I mean, because I had like no eyebrows. And so it makes me look more awake and it makes me look like I'm a little done and I did nothing because it's just tattoos. But I thought about that because I don't even like to wear mascara.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, what if I do those eyelash extension things? But it made me kind of nervous for somebody to be that close to my eye with like glue or whatever the fuck they put them on with.
Oh, yeah. My girl did such a good job. You couldn't even tell.
Mm.
And your eyes are closed the whole time.
Mm.
Which is so, I was falling asleep, dude. I was snoring.
Yeah.
And I would jerk awake and be like, who's murdering me? And then I'm like, sorry.
Who's murdering me? Yeah. Oh, you know, I just read something about that and it makes total sense. And it took me, like, it literally took me aback. So, you know, that I have audible gasping syndrome.
I don't know that that's a real...
I wrote it up. It's fine. It's okay. It's a thing, though. But you know what I'm talking about. I have audible gasp syndrome. So if you frighten me, I audibly gasp, shriek, and I do it in my sleep. I do it when I'm wide fucking awake. If somebody comes around a corner, like I shouldn't expect somebody to come around the corner. So anyway, and you can be startled too.
Like, oh,
you are the same. Not as bad as me, I think, especially when I'm sleeping, because that scares people.
Yeah, nobody's ready for that.
Yeah. So anyway, I read that the reason people have a tendency to become these big gaspers or have these massive reactions is because their nervous system is so fucked up from childhood trauma of them always trying to remember to keep themselves safe because they were either in a situation at some point where they were the ones that were taking care of everything and they had to put everybody's needs before their own as a child, or if they were in an unsafe situation or whatever, they had some, you know, trauma that leads to this panic gasping things that we do as like an adult. And I think, you know, I was kind of the person that was in charge at a very young age. I started watching family members' children by the age of 10. I was in charge of other people's kids, feeding them, taking care of them, cooking and cleaning and dishes and laundry and all the shit from a very young age. And I think my brain is always like, get everybody else's shit done first. You can be last. And I forget, like, I don't know what happens in my brain, but I'm always frightened and scared. Like, I shouldn't be.
Right.
Because I'm safe. There's nothing going on. But if somebody walks around the corner in my own home.
Literally.
Every time.
Yeah. That's my knee jerk reaction, too. If somebody drops something, it's the gasping. And I don't know where it stems from, but I think it's because I'm always expecting the worst to happen. So when something does happen, it's like, it's happening. It's happening. Yeah. Time to jump into action. And that's how I feel. I walk around just expecting the worst to happen, which
that's
is so
they said.
Unhealthy. And I wish there was drugs that were legal that could just chill my nervous system out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't found anything.
Well, if I wasn't an addict, I'd be doing Xanax.
Yeah, but that's all. That also has its own issues, because the more Xanax you do, you have to up the dose, right? Like, it's not going to just keep even.
I would lose days at a time.
Yeah,
binge eat.
No, that's
I would. It would be horrible, but that's what I mean. If I had a way to, that's why I'm an addict. Because if there was a way to shut down my nervous system, bitch, regardless of the side effects, I would do it. And that's how my brain is. It's like the consequences are worth it if it means I don't have to feel fear and worry. And it's not true.
Yeah. But it is. But well, the first part is true. The second part, no, don't just eat a bunch of Xanax. But
yeah, I'm not recommending it, everyone. I'm just saying.
But the first part is totally true. Like, it's so hard to live in that. And the worst part is when you live with people who don't understand it. So like Dave
gets
so mad at me when I do it, and it's like, you think I can control, you think I want to be like this?
Yep.
I freaked a woman the fuck out the other day, and I was in an office building, and it was on the second floor, and there was nobody in this public restroom, right? It was like a three stall bathroom or whatever, small one. I'm washing my hands. I go to open the door. She's standing right here, like because she's coming in like a normal person would in a public fucking restroom. I clutch my pearls. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. And then I just go walking out from this thing. And I'm like, that's not fucking normal. Like, nobody should be living like that. Then I roomed this past weekend when I was in Nashville at the Mom 2 conference.
Ew.
I roomed with a friend.
Wait. Okay. Go ahead. I have so many questions, bitch. I did not know that was this weekend.
Yeah. So I roomed with a friend whose name is also Meredith. And she's great. She's very funny. She has a blog called Mare's Life, MER'S, because her name is Meredith as well. And hers is Mare's Life. And I did the audible gasping during sleep and I scared the shit out of her. And I forgot to warn her prior because I don't normally have other people in the room. Like, it's you or it's Dave. Mm-hmm. I don't really travel with others.
It's hilarious.
And I scared that, like, she almost fell.
I believe it, bitch. I've
seen
it. She
almost fell over. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And she's like, I'm sorry. Did I do that? And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I've had it my whole life. Sorry.
It's the scariest thing, especially when you're trying to be quiet, because someone sleeping, like, I would try to be quiet. It would be, you could hear a pin drop. And then I would breathe too loud and Meredith would.
And the worst part is I'm dead asleep. And so, well, I don't think I'm dead asleep. I don't think I ever get dead asleep, but I look like I'm completely asleep. And then I rise from the dead. I sit up in the bed and it is like an exorcism or a resurrection of sorts. Not a good one.
One time you did it and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Meredith? Come on.
Do you remember when I did it because the curtains were blowing and I thought there was a murderer?
Yes. You thought it was like a ghost or somebody trying to break in. Oh, my God.
There's somebody on the curtains. And you were like, Jesus Christ. No, there isn't.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to get a squirt gun. All right. So Mom 2.0, is it good? How was it?
It was really good. So I was going. I had planned on going because I wanted to show everybody the Laundry Lady laundry detergent sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sold out and it was crazy. And so we have a very limited stock of fragrance free left. But I thought I was going to be going with boxes to be like, here's our new thing. This is what I'm really excited about. This is what's going on. And so I walked around with one box just showing people like, you can't have this. But here it is. And this is what it looks like. And this is what it does. And this is the packaging. Don't touch it. This is the only one. You know, it was very awkward, but people loved the concept and the idea. And so
did you let them smell it?
I only had fragrance free.
Oh, my God. So, the smell is the selling point. No offense to fragrance free people. But
so the detergent sheet itself is exactly the same, fragrance free and Nordic Breeze. We obviously the Nordic Breeze scent is a scent profile, but they do the same job. Now, what we are in works in the not this next phase, but the phase after, because it's going to take me a couple of months, is we are working to add a fabric softener Nordic Breeze sheet that you can also throw in so that you don't have to worry about adding dryer sheets or anything, as well as a stain fighting enzyme sheet. And a couple of other things that I don't want to, you know, open the curtain to yet. So, but we are actively working on those. They should be arriving at my house so that I can start testing them out. But it's a crazy journey. I'm learning so many things as we go. People email me with great questions. They're like, how come it doesn't suds up? Does that mean it's not working? And it's like, no, actually, liquid detergents and powders add a surfactant, which causes the bubbles. You don't actually need bubbles to get things clean. Our brain just says, oh, bubbles, it's cleaning. But it's not a necessary, it's just another added chemical that these companies use, whereas ours is plant-based, cleans your clothes great. So somebody was like, I had to use 3 sheets. And I was like, no, you didn't. It's not going to, you can throw the whole thing in. It's not going to suds up because there are no surfactants in it. So, but they're asking really good questions that I didn't think to bring up at the beginning because I've been using the product religiously for over 6 months. So I know exactly what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm kind of working with the people who are purchasing, the customers, to get everything up on the frequently asked questions page and to do all of those things. But the conference itself was great. I did a ton of networking. I talked up the Laundry Lady like crazy. I'm hoping next year to go back as a vendor so that I can give out free samples of the Laundry Lady and then let people know like, hey, if you want to be an affiliate, you can sell this and make money off of it. It's not for trade. I want you to make money. I want this to be a way that you can sell something you believe in and make a profit. And so that's my goal for next year's Mom 2.0, to be the first time I come back as a vendor.
Love it.
Yeah.
Some lady messaged me and said, I met Meredith at a conference. Hang on. I'll read it to you. Maybe I shouldn't.
Not if it's bad.
No, it's not bad. It was, she said, hi, I met a friend or maybe acquaintance of yours last week, Meredith. I'm the business development manager for blank. We are at a conference together. We had so much fun. You are hilarious. I'm wondering if you'd be open to a slightly out of the box partnership for your pod and other socials. And then went on to tell me about the product.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about or what the product is. But she must have asked me about my podcast or something, and I must have been talking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but like, I do a podcast with you, so I assumed you guys would have talked about.
Well, I talked about you just in general, too, because I was talking about how you came and made commercials and how we're excited about getting those launched for phase two, for the next step. And
yeah, when are the commercials coming?
They can't come out until I have more product to sell, right?
God,
I'm using
excited.
Those as a carrot. So that
as
will be
carrot.
Soon. Like it's the next phase to dangle to get people to come in and purchase.
Oh.
Yeah.
My boyfriend texted me this morning when he found out I was going to be podcasting with you. And he said, tell her thank you. It smells amazing and works great.
Oh, so he's doing your laundry?
No, he ordered some for his house.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, tell him thank you.
I
yeah,
won't.
No, it's you what?
I'm just kidding. I will.
What? Yeah, no, it's going well. I'm having a really hard time with the growing pains part of it because I'm such a control freak. So I've had nonstop heartburn since Wednesday of last week that I cannot get under control.
What?
So I'm actually going to the doctors today to make sure that everything is okay because I'm also 10 years since my funduplication from my esophageal surgery, and they can start to fail at 10 years and you can start to have the acid reflux again. And
that makes more sense to me than the first thing.
Than me being stressed out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, what a misleading name for a procedure.
Oh, like it's fun?
Yeah. Fundoplasm?
Funduplication.
Yeah. It's not a fun application.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, yeah, so it's I have that appointment, which it's time anyway, because I have to have a scope every 2 years. And I looked at my last scope and it was 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even realize it was 2 years ago. It was 2022. So.
All right, well, let me know what they say.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll get in to be scheduled to get the actual scope, but.
Dude, you knew this. Allergy tests are different from a rheumatologist. Like you have to go to an actual allergist.
Yeah, because you'll have to do blood allergy as well as skin allergy testing.
Yeah, it's a lot. I miss the good old days where you could just go visit an old man in a shack and he could just ask what's wrong and pull out a potion and just fix you. Now you have to go to so many different places.
That is one of the big issues with our medical system here in the U.S., because I have no comparison because I've only lived here and dealt with this. But from what I've read about other countries, it's so compartmentalized and they don't really talk to each other. And it's so difficult to get answers because you have to go to six different places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why can't this be more like the mechanic where you can check the brakes, add the fluids, rotate the tires, check under the hood? Like, can we get it all in one or what?
Amen.
And they don't. And that's obviously for insurance purposes, money grabs, all sorts of shit. Plus, I do believe that a lot of these doctors are so deep in with the pharmaceutical companies that they just want to give us these meds to keep us sick and just put a Band-Aid on the problem, which is why I had done functional medicine for a while. And I'm still basically doing functional medicine with my hormone. My hormone people are very They're great because they go across the board. Like, they don't just test my hormones every 6 weeks. They're testing my thyroid. They're testing my, they're doing a regular chem panel and CBC. They're testing my liver and kidney health. So they're not just doing, like, they want to make sure that everything across the board is getting better.
That's amazing.
So I really like them. That's, you know, Joy Wellness is amazing because they have been so great.
I remember you talking about these people.
I love them.
And I was like, I'm going to go there. And then I just never did.
Well, wait until you get all your information. And then I think you totally should have like a full panel workup, because this for me has been a huge game changer in my moods, the way I feel, the way I think. I mean, I know it's always seemed like I've had boundless amounts of energy, but even when I'm tired now, I'm still have enough energy to get shit done.
That's amazing.
And it's crazy.
Could it be the test?
Testosterone? Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wasn't making any. I never produced it. So now that I have it in there, I'm like, I'm going to just rule the fucking world and do all the things. And also, it's helped me with my mood. Like, I even went tuck shopping with Matthias for prom next week. I didn't cry. That sounds silly, but it's like I had been crying at the drop of a hat about everything.
I remember.
And it's been able to literally regulate my moods to where I'm not bursting into tears. I'm just taking things. And I actually enjoyed the experience of tuck shopping.
I love that for you. I laugh because I misunderstood. I thought you were crying because of the shopping itself, because that's why I cry.
No. He did wait till last minute. Prom is next Friday. Mm. And we just did the tux fitting Monday. And they were like, your tux will be here Thursday, the day before prom. Mm. And I was like, great. Perfect.
Prom. So, yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah. So he's going to look really good. He got a beautiful paisley dinner jacket, black and like a shiny paisley dinner jacket. He went against my judgment. I told him to get a white button down. He got a black button down. Because he's like, black on black is going to look, I don't know what kids say.
On fleek.
On fleek, on fire.
It's going to be the drip.
The drip. Yeah. It's a drip. It's going to be drippy. And we're waiting to get a picture of her dress because I need to match his tie to her dress color. Mm. So I have not received that yet. But as soon as I receive that, then I'll go get him a.
Nice.
And he won't wear a bow tie, which made me sad because I love bow ties.
Right. But
so
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So he wants a regular tie. So I said, that's fine. I just need the color. And that's
cute.
So yeah. So it's so that was good.
Do you want to talk about news?
Oh, yeah, I just put these down. So let me pull this one up. So apparently, and I've never heard of this. I have tween and teenage children, but that doesn't mean that that other people haven't heard of this, but it's out there. It says PSA to parents of children in junior high. My 11-year-old daughter just informed me that the boys are playing a game called the fire truck game. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. I will preface this by saying that I know that kids will be kids and will do some stupid shit, but we've got to do better teaching our boys to keep their hands off of other people and teaching our girls that it's okay to have boundaries. That's her preface. Okay. In the game, boys put their hand on a girl's lower thigh. Their hand is a fire truck that drives up the girl's thigh, but they can say stop sign at any time to stop the touching. But when they ask for it to stop, the boy says fire trucks don't stop at stop signs and continue to touch the girls, sometimes all the way up to their crotches.
There's no way.
She says, and of course, this could be happening to boys and non-binary kids as well. So just be aware if you hear about your kids playing the fire truck game, you have been informed, she concludes. Now, here's the thing. Dave plays the fire truck game all the time.
What the fuck?
And he never stops at the stop sign. No, that's a joke. If this is actually a thing, this mom is claiming it's a thing, I have a couple of questions. Are they playing this at school? Because if they're playing this at school, where are they playing this at school? If this is like out in, because I feel like you'd need some privacy for this.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're putting hands.
The time it takes to put your hand there, it sounds like it would have to be like okay with the girl in order for it to even happen, because otherwise, what are you just standing in the lunch line and a guy starts rubbing you and you say stop sign? Like, no, you say get the fuck off me, loser.
Yeah.
But if you're saying stop sign, then that means you're playing the game too. And if you're playing the game, then you know that stop sign doesn't actually mean anything. Right?
Oh, somebody just said, Haley just said it was called the uncomfortable game when I was in school. So she's heard of this. I had never heard of this. So yeah, I guess maybe they're just changing up the name or whatever. But fifth grade in the cafeteria, still listening to directions in gym class on the school bus. Amanda says it happened to her. They played this game. So this is a thing. People, obviously, we've already polled audience that's live that's in here. This is a thing. Okay. So she's saying that kids are doing it even while in class. If a teacher isn't paying attention, or if maybe a teacher is busy doing, you know, teaching the class or doing the lesson. But I also feel like you have to be close enough to do this. So the point that I was trying to get at was, first and foremost, just have a conversation with your kids about touching.
Yes.
Just have the conversation with your kids about touching. And if a kid at school says to your kid, I want to play the fire truck game, and then they start touching on them, and the kid and your kid says stop, and they don't stop, then you go down to the school.
Yeah.
Because somebody's touched your kid.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. Also, you need to have a, you know, like, it's on both sides too. Like, you have to have conversation. I'm not saying have conversations with boys. I'm saying have conversations with your children, boys and girls. Because yeah, everybody should be aware, especially as they're entering into or going into middle school. I taught middle school. I taught high school. They're touching each other. If you guys didn't know this.
Nobody touch me, dude.
They're touching each other. So have a conversation about the touching and have a conversation about boundaries and speaking up and talking to an adult. Because if they are at school and they can't get to you or call you or whatever, then they go directly to a teacher or a coach or somebody that they deem that to be their that they deem to be an authority figure who is going to protect them. And you tell them that asshole touched me.
Yeah.
And that's hard for a kid because they don't want to get in trouble is the problem. They think they're going to get in trouble. So you have to have that conversation of, you're not going to get in trouble if somebody puts hands on you and you didn't want them to. You're not going to get in trouble if you go and tell somebody. And right, you have to have a really open conversation with your kids that may be uncomfortable for you. However, that's how the kid is going to know that this is, you know, this is not appropriate. This is not okay. Call it whatever game you want. But it's literally, you know, your no-no square. So don't let anybody near your no-no square.
Right.
You don't want anybody near your no-no square. And if they try to go near your no-no square, you tell.
Yes.
You're not in trouble.
Yep. Agree.
Yeah. Amanda says they don't trust teachers' authority because the first time it happens, they get told he said, she said, and all of that. Which is why I'm saying if they're not trusting a teacher, there's got to be somebody on that campus maybe that they trust, or they come home and tell you, but have the conversation nonetheless.
Yeah, that's it. Just have the conversation for sure.
Have the conversation, because I had that, you know, this was just posted a little while ago. And I was like, fire truck game. What is that? Now I'm old. So. And then the other story,
I'd be like, all right, fire truck. Never mind. That's stupid.
Tiffany.
I was going to make a joke, but it's stupid.
Okay. So this story came out yesterday as well. Tori Spelling can't poop or pee alone. She used to make ex-husband Dean McDermott, but now has her children watch her while she's using the toilet.
No.
Listen. Talk about TMI. Tori Spelling revealed she's unable to go to the bathroom unless somebody else is in there with her, and her current toilet watcher is her youngest 7-year-old son.
No.
The Beverly Hills 90210 alum told listeners she hasn't pooped or peed alone in like 18 years. She was married to Dean McDermott during her Monday, April 8th Miss Spelling podcast. Tori, 50, filed for divorce from the former actor in March after the two separated. Without Dean, the duty of watching Tori go poop or pee fell to her 5 children. Liam, 17, Stella, 15, Haley, 12, Finn, 11, and Beau, 7. First it was Dean, then it was the kids. Beau still stands there and stares and talks to me like while I'm pooping, she explains. I think I function better with people there.
So is she saying she thinks she functions better with people there, or she literally cannot go to the bathroom without somebody there? Because what if she has to drop a deuce in the middle of the night? Does she wake someone up to come watch her? There's no way this is real.
She said, seemingly knowing she might get some blowback, no pun intended, from such a revelation, Tori added, is that codependent? Tori's kids have been through a lot in the past years, in addition to watching their mom use
to watch
the toilet.
Her shit.
I was like, this can't be true. First of all, I don't want anybody in there with me when I'm pooping. If Dave comes into the bathroom and I'm on the toilet and he starts to talk to me, like, we have locked eyes before in conversation, but I'm like, I'd prefer not to. Mm. And Dave doesn't care. He will be taking a shit and he will just have fun. And I'm just like, can we shut the door?
Mm.
Can we just shut the door? Like,
yeah.
I'll still talk to you on this side of the door, but I don't want to make eye contact with you while you're shitting.
I have a question just for the sake of argument.
Sure.
Do you, in your opinion, do you think that counts as some form, if she is forcing someone to watch her, is that some form of abuse?
It's definitely not normal behavior. I think that there's something, and this could be her own trauma of going through the divorce or whatever, but she's saying that she's made her ex-husband watch her for 18 years. So this does, so like, I don't even know if it's like a divorce thing or whatever, because she's been saying, I make people watch me poop for years. I've made people watch me poop. So I don't know. I think that has to be, that's odd. That has to be a little odd.
I mean, imagine being 7 years old and not knowing that that's not normal. And your
this
mom's
poor
like,
kid,
come on in, Bo.
This poor kid later on in life is going to be like, you're going to go poop. Don't you want me to come? I'm supposed to watch you poop, right?
That's and it's very like, no. Interesting.
It's odd. Obviously, I am not going to pretend to like diagnose her with something because I know nothing about this. But I do think that there's a bathroom door for a reason.
Girl, look at your armpit. You gotta wipe that.
It's my deodorant. It's fine.
I know. It's clumpy.
It's fine. It smells delicious.
Smear it around. Mm.
I love it.
You should come up with a deodorant line.
No, I love my Lumi.
Nordic Breeze.
I can't stick Nordic Breeze on it.
Oh my God, I would.
We're gonna Nordic Breeze the fuck out of this place.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, I found that to be odd. But I don't want to sit here and shame Tori Spelling because of that. But I do think that that's like you came out and you publicly stated that this is what you've been doing for a very long time. I do think people are going to have opinions. And I think it's my personal opinion. It's a little weird. Like, don't make your 7-year-old son watch you poop.
I've just never considered this. So I'm just curious, like what this falls under, because the psychological brain of mine is like, OK. Is this some kind of weird coping thing for her? Is it like, where is it stemming from? Like, I don't know. That's very interesting to me. And as a spouse, imagine your wife being like, all right, honey, I got to drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's time. And so he's like, but babe, I'm eating. And she's like, I can't. I've got a turtle head poking out, honey. What do you want me to do? Get in the bathroom. And so he just sits there eating his pasta while she drops it like it's hot. And she's like, I love that we can be this close together. And he's like, you didn't give me a choice, bitch. And she's like, I just can't. I function better when you're here.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm not judging, but is that how the conversations go? Because I can't imagine he's gleefully.
And what it sounds like is there is no door shut. they're locking eyes during the experience.
Well, no, I imagine him sitting on the edge of the bathtub. Like, what do you mean?
Like I'm saying, some bathrooms have like the water closet door that separates the toilet. And I'm thinking to myself, that door to the toilet, or just you're in a bathroom and there's no door to a toilet, is open. And to me, that's like, it's because like my kids still walk into my bathroom because I have a bathroom door and then I have a water closet door.
Mm-hmm.
And I will walk in and I won't shut the bathroom door because I have the water closet door. So I will walk in and I will go to the bathroom and my kids, and if I don't think anybody is coming in, I don't shut either door.
Water
and then the
closet.
Kids come busting in and I'm like, I'm on the toilet.
Mm.
Please stay out. And then they will continue to walk in. And so then I have to shut the water closet door and be like, I'm pooping. Why are you in here?
Right.
I need blah, blah, blah. Well, does it have to be while I'm getting out my little rabbit nuggets? Like,
ew, don't say that.
Leave me alone.
I've never heard of a water closet.
Now they're like, now we've gotten deeper. So do they turn when it's time to wipe? Okay.
Yeah, no, these are all like I
they
have
are.
Questions.
They're valid questions.
I have so many questions.
And Candace says, I just have to keep the cat from jumping on my lap when I'm in. And that's the other thing. The second I sit down on the toilet, the cats think it's, we call it toilet time. The cats think it's time to jump on my lap. No joke. So I have to watch and wait because I know two cats are going to be coming to jump on my lap while I'm taking a shit. Right. I don't know why they love toilet time, but they love toilet time. Maybe I should give these cats to Tori Spelling. That's what she should do. Get a toilet time friend who's a pet.
Okay.
That's more appropriate.
I agree.
Look at the cat while you defecate.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, and when they're a toddler, you could totally poop with your toddler. Because, like, they're not going to leave.
I have no choice.
Right. They're not going to leave, so you're just like, all right, cool, sit here. But 7? No. 5? 6? 7? 17? How old was her husband? 50? Yeah, it's weird. It's odd.
Oh, God, I still have my name as T. Diddy. I got to change that, dude.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be Diddy'd anymore.
No, my gosh.
Do not be Diddy.
Well.
Oh, we have to wrap up because I have a doctor's appointment.
No, I have a thing. So let's wrap up.
No, I have a thing.
I have so many business things to do. All right. So, wow. What an episode.
Wait, next week, will you be back for a regularly scheduled programming on Thursday so we can hear all about the awards?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
All right, that sounds good. Well, cool. Do you know I accidentally stumbled upon one of our videos on YouTube of our podcast and I was shocked to find it had like 3,000 views. Like people are watching this.
Wow.
People are watching this on YouTube and it's scary.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
Okay.
And we'll talk about more poop people later.
We won't. Okay. But you could join us next week for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing.
See you next time, guys.
Okay, bye. Have fun at your vagina appointment.
No, I'm going to the gastroenterologist.
Have fun at your esophageal tumor appointment.
Thank you.
I love you and your vagina. Bye.
Okay.